in the middle because my phone's off.
Yud Beis Kislev, Tuesday the 10th of December, Rabbi Avi Sharman, Neros Chanukah.
Shem Shem was walking out of shul one morning, the Eretz Yisrael, and as is customary in the Eretz Yisrael, I'm not sure here, I just moved in, I don't know here how widespread it is, in the foyer, the lobby of the shul, there are numerous makeshift stands selling everything from svarim, wanted, unwanted, to hundreds and probably everything in between. This time of year, he walks out of shul and bumps into a box, a carton, a crate of olive oil, Shemin Zayazach, pure olive oil, special sale, only 19 shekel a bottle. Recognizing this as RRP as 30 shekel a bottle, he gets very excited, looks in his pocket, has no money on him. Not having any money, but yes having a mathematical mind, his brain starts racing. 20 bottles in the box, 19 shekel a bottle. Right, takes out his pen, turns it over the sign, writes, special sale, 20 shekel a bottle. And walks away with one himself, leaving 19 over. During the rest of the day, 19 other mispalim turn up and put their 20 shekel into the box. And at the end of the day, our new successful oil merchant comes back, the original seller, takes his 380 shekel out of the box, and is happy. Comes first night Hanukkah, our friend Shimshi lights his menorah, sits down with his wife and family after the lighting menorah, and tells his wife how special the mitzvah of their Hanukkah is. Why is it so special this year? Oh, it tells all about it. Walking out of shul one day, this oil, there was 90 shekel in a bottle, 20 bottles, that was 380 shekel that the seller wanted to make. So you know what I did? I gave him 380 shekel, I changed the sign, the seller got his 380 shekel. The buyers were very happy to have a special sale of 20 shekel. Nobody tricked them. They saw the sign saying 20 shekel, and they willingly paid their 20 shekel. And I walked home with a few bottles of oil. Anyway, his wife wasn't as impressed as he was with this scheme. And to cut a long story short, or not very long story short, he ends up knocking on the Rav's door shortly after I lock his nose, asking the following questions. Number one, was this scheme Gzela? Or was it a good scheme? And secondly, if it was Gzela, and the shemen, the oil in his hand, which he poured into his menorah, was a gozel, was stolen, was he yoytzei the mitzvah Ner Chanukah, or did he have to run back quickly before the time's up to relight his menorah and to be yoytzei the mitzvah Chanukah? These are the two shailas we have. Regarding the first shaila, it's a little bit complicated, so it's in the case where Reuven sends a shliach, Shimon, to sell him something for 100 money, whatever it was, and he sells it for more. Question is, if the shliach, the middleman, if the shopkeeper, the sasur over there, goes and sells it for a higher price, who does the rebbe belong to? Does the rebbe belong to himself? He made some money, or does it belong to the original meicher, the Reuven? What comes out of the posting over there is ein adam moses shoyah b'chevish l'chaveir b'parash l'chaveir. I can't go and take your merchandise and your business out of it. What's your merchandise is your business, and whatever I manage to do belongs to you. And on the other side of the coin, if a person is hoytzi mois al piv, if I call someone to be moitzi mammon al piv, because I make someone spend money when he shouldn't spend money, I'm chayev to pay him back. Therefore, both sides of the coin is bad news. On the one hand, he can't go and sell the rest of the oil for 20 shekel. Therefore, he has chayev to pay back. Therefore, all the extra shekels which were paid by the subsequent buyers belong, really, to the buyers. Do not belong. Belong to the moicha, belong to the seller. And at the same time, and therefore, he really has to pay his bottle of oil. He is still chayev to pay his bottle of oil back to the original seller. At the same time, he calls the other 20 people, 19 people, to pay an extra shekel. Therefore, he has to pay the money back. To cut a long story short, this is gezeila. Don't try it. Right, moving on to the second part of the shayla, which is negetas. Now he has in his hands Shemen Gzula. Shemen Gzula, he lit his light, he lit his menorah with Shemen Gzula. Does our friendship have to run back to light his menorah again? Or, no, it was gzazel, it wasn't good. He shouldn't have done it, but what's done is done, and he can carry on to the second night, buy you off the second night, but and then carry on. Now, unfortunately, we don't really have a sugya of Shimon Gezula. There's no Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, no Mechaber, no more. The Mishnah Berurah offers us half a line in Tov Yashayim Gimel, the end of Sukkot and Beis. We'll come there in a minute. But let's first see what state. What state is that the Mishnah Berurah says in Tov Yashayim Gimel, Sukkot and Beis. Shemina Gozel, Tzorach Iyun, Ikoshel Lenech Hanukkah. Tzorach Iyun, Ikoshel Lenech Hanukkah, that's it, that's all we have. So, whereas, by Lulav HaGozel, we know, there's a whole parak, Lulav HaGozel, and a whole discussion in the Gemara, which we're all acquainted with. So this time, Lulav HaGozel, Abi Yotzi the first day, Yotzi the second day, etc. When it comes to Shemen Menorah, Shemen Chanukah, there's no Gemara about it, there's no Halacha about it, and we have to work out, what is the Tzorach Iyun of the Mishnah Berurah? Why is he so... What are the Tzorachim that he is Yotzi, what are the Tzorachim that he's not Yotzi? As we mentioned, the sugya in Shas is Lulav HaGozel, and the Gemara over there brings two reasons why I should not be able to be yotzei my lulav, my mitzvah lulav, with Lulav HaGozel. Number one, the Gemara says lachem, lachem has to be lachem lemuti gezula. Lachem tells me it's a pasuk telling me it's got to be yours and not gozel. And number two, even on the second day onward, where there's no din of lachem, there's a problem of mitzvah bar ba'aveh, as we heard of. There's two problems. Number one is lachem, number two mitzvah ba'aveh. And therefore, we have to come back to our sugya or shemen HaGozel and work out both sodim. Is there a problem with lachem? Is there a problem with mitzvah ba'aveh? Number one, lachem. Let's reiterate again. There's no possible by Lenech Hanukkah. Why not? Because there's only mitzvah ba'aveh. Therefore, our question is: how were Chazal masakin this mitzvah? Were the masakin this mitzvah that they have to use lachem like lulav, or they were masakin lachem and any oil is enough? The Gemara Shabbos, the sugyas of Shabbos Lechaya don't offer us too much information. This is where the sugya of Chanukah over there. However, I found the Mikoy Kodesh of Sifas Achfan quotes or sends us to the sugya of Sochim of Zion speaks about the Matbea Brochas. We know before we do a mitzvah, we have to make a brocha, Birkas HaMitzvahs. What is the Matbea of Birkas HaMitzvahs? Sometimes we make a brocha al to do the mitzvah, sometimes la. For example, al biyuchametz. We say al biyuchametz. Sometimes we make a bracha of le hesati fasitis. When do we say al and then the mitzvah? When do we prefix it with the la? The Gemara has a discussion about it, and then the Rishonim as well have a difference of opinion what to take out of the Gemara. The Rishonim bring down the shita of the Rivah. The Rivah is of the opinion that any mitzvah, which is efshar la'aseh al-yedei shliach, which I can send the shliach to do it for me, then we make a bracha of al. However, if I have to do it myself, then it's la. For example, the shmiach kol shofar, I cannot send the shmiach. I can't be yotzei shmiach kol shofar with somebody else's ears, and therefore lishmiach kol shofar lehisati lasek b'divatayah, says the Rivah actually at the end. Then we can't send someone else to esek b'tayah for us. The mitzvah dimatayah, not the esek b'tayah. The esek b'tayah cannot be done by someone else. The iyesh lasek lishmiach lasek b'divatayah. However, al biyachometz, you can send someone else to go and a shmiach to go and do the mitzvah biyachometz for me. Ask the Shainim, the Ram, the Ramban, the Ashbah, the Ram, and the Rosh, all ask the Kasha from Ne'er Chanukah. Ne'er Chanukah we make, we all know, Al. No? Le'hadlik. We make a bracha, good. We make a bracha, Le'hadlik, Ne'er Chanukah. Fake the Shainim, why was I mistaken? Why do you not say the bracha Al, surely, Ne'er Chanukah? It's Eshad Asa, it's Aladei Achim. You can send the Shliach, if you're not home, send the Shliach to light for you, and he lights the menorah for you. So why do we make a bracha of Le, and why do we not make a bracha of Al? Explains the Ran, no. Even though, really, I can actually send the Shliach to do the Maaseh for me. However, we know that the Sugya Shabbos does tell us that Achnasoi, a guest in somebody else's house, has to be mishatif peprutah. It's not enough for the balabais to do it for everyone. He actually has to be mishatif peprutah, and he has to become part of him. He has to become a chelik of the mitzvah. If so, and therefore, it's not really efshar la'aseh de'achem. Efshar la'aseh de'achem is where it's completely somebody else's mitzvah, it's not my mitzvah at all. Over here, even though somebody else is doing it practically, oh, it's really my mitzvah because it has to be mine. If it's not mine, then I'm not yet to the mitzvah. The Rosh gives a different opinion. The Rosh says no, really, make our din is efshar la'aseh de'achem. However, mishum chavivus ha-mitzvah, because it's such because of the chavivus ha-neis, everyone wants to be yotze the mitzvah by himself, personally, a personal attachment to the mitzvah, attachment to the neis, and therefore, practically speaking, we all make sure to come home from work and do the halakha ourselves. Therefore, since practically speaking, we do it ourselves, so much so, says the Rosh, that the matbeah ha-brocha changes from al to la. So we have a machlokes over here. Is it because the Shtras of Saputa makes it considered EF Shalasa Zadechim, it's one's own mitzvah? Or no, a lot of Chavivas and Neis, practically speaking, we like to do ourselves. Says the Svi Pesach Frank. The machlokes over here, the Shalim is, where does the Din Lachem? Says the one, there's a Din Lachem. It's got to be yours, therefore you got to Mishatu Bevuta, therefore you can't be, therefore the, it's not really an Efshadat Zadechim, and therefore the Bracha is out. Look. However, the Rosh argues, Rosh says there's no Dinachem, there's only Mitz, there's only a Din of Chavir Sanes, and therefore Avada you make a Bracha of out.
Where would you get
Lachon from? Where is the Indian of the Shatu Bevuta? Says the Sri Pesach Frank, see over here, see the one tells us that. The status was puta, the fact that I have to join in with the money, I have to give money to the Baravais in order to become a chedek of the mitzvah, that's because it has to be my mitzvah. I have to have a chedek of the mitzvah, it has to be loch, it has to be mine, law has to be mine, and therefore, so much so, it becomes, solely, it becomes, I'm doing it with him. So therefore, it's lochem. But I think what the question over here we're asking over here is, what I was about to ask. We know by Lulav, the din lochem, it's not suffice to give over a putter to somebody else and shake his uluf. And the upper minimum sense will get out of business if everyone shuts up a putter and then mekayim a din lochem. It's got to be mine entirely. I've got to do a proper kinyan and the whole thing becomes mine. A shatus for putter is very difficult to understand that it becomes lochem. Therefore, maybe we can understand, and everyone after the Rishi Pesach Frank argues on him and says, no, the din of shatus v'putah, which the Rambam tells us, doesn't make it lochem. What rather, I have to be included in the mitzvah. Maybe we can say it a little bit deeper. We know the mitzvah is ne ish u'beisoy. How do I become a chedek of the beisoy? The bnei bais automatically part of the house. The guest, very nicely, he's been put up there for a few days. About why is he a chedek of the bais? The shatus v'putah doesn't make it lochem, but it makes him a part of the mitzvah. If so, we've lost the din lochem, both according to the Rosh and according to the Rambam. So therefore, we're back to square one. If we've successfully said, bought the only Makari for Lachem and we've refuted it, now Chalikah, there's no Din Lachem, it doesn't have to be mine. So back to the old question, what is the Sochin and why? What are the Sot and why am I not able to be Yetzer? Now Chalikah with Shem Gzula, by Lulav, there's Din Lachem, by Mitzvah, there's no Din Lachem, why can I not be Yetzer Shem Gzula? Therefore, we have to come on to the second half of Mitzvah Baba Ver. Good. Mitzvah Baba Ver, the command in Sukkah, Taflam, and Amazal, tells us, one Makari, possibly two Makaris, that there's a problem of mitzvah b'aveir. I'm not allowed, I'm not able to make a mitzvah if the king of the mitzvah comes at the day doing an aveir. If I'm doing an aveir, an aveir is not a mitzvah, and you cannot go and do a make a mitzvah at the aveir. The question is, again, that sugya with the lechera. So far we know that it talks about, we have a sugya of derisas. Do we hold a mitzvah b'aveir by drabbanan as well? The Gemara carries on over there, Zaflam on Madalaf, and being the shit of Shmuel, who argues on Mitzvah Babavera. Whereas if it's false, Shmuel argues entirely on Mitzvah Babavera, therefore it comes the whole Sugya's Machalikas. Am I right? Tosfos at the bottom over there says, no, the Machalikas is in Mitzvah Jabbalon. In Mitzvah Jabbalon, the Shmuel agrees, there's a problem of Mitzvah Babavera. Lulav, on the first day. Korbanos, Matzah, etc., there's a problem of Mitzvah Babavera. However, when it comes to Mitzvah Jabbalon, then Shmuel argues. So we have Machalikas and Moim, does Mitzvah Babavera only apply in Mitzvah Minatoya, or does it also apply in Mitzvah Jabbalon? This machlokes is not only machlokes and roim, lechayit and machlokes, mechaba and umod. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in top reish, memtes. In top reish memtes, sif hey, the mechaba tells us, kol elu shomanu sheb psulim b'pnei mumin shabianu, or b'pnei gezel, or gneva, all the psulim which we said in lulav, legavi gzela, b'yom yishan, Beyond Sofer Rishon Bovad, the only arts are only possible on the first day of Yom Tov, Abishai Yomim, Hakoil Kosher. It seems the Mechaba is going like Shmuel. The first day of Yom Tov is there, so there's a problem of Lachem and Nusim Mitzvah Bavir. On the second day of Yom Tov, and second day onwards, where it's only the Mitzvah of Lulav Zin Jabon, there's no problem of Mitzvah Bavir. The Umar quickly subjects, and he says, Vish Paisim, Begazel Kosher, Yomim Bachinov. Says the Umar, no, we pass in Achlik the Jabon, there's a problem of Mitzvah Bavir. Here we have it, straight down Achlikus, Mechaba the Umar. Svazim Ashkenazim is the problem mitzvah baveya by on a mitzvah jabonon. Therefore, what in here Shem and Gazel? However, this is a problem. Why is the Mishnah telling us Sochian? According to this, for me it's not Sochian. According to the Mechaba, you're Yoitzah with Shem and Gazel because no problem mitzvah baveya is in jabonon. And according to the Mar, you're not Yoitzah. So, what's the Sochian of the Mishnah? This one line, Pella is Sochian. In order to come into the figure of mitzvah baveya, I think we have to go back to the Makai. There's a fantastic stewer, world famous and world class stewer in Tosfos in Sukkah. The Gemara of Tosfos and Daf in Sukkah tells us, also of the Mishnah, is that didn't shmor by Sukkah Machlokes, the Shammai by Sukkah didn't shmor. And the Gemara at the end of the Omer decides to ask, but it says that is didn't shmor because it says Lachem, it says Lachor, and ask the Gemara, why is it no didn't shmor by Sukkah? Surely also says Lachor. Answers the Gemara, Lachor by Sukkah is not spared to tell me Lishmor. I need the Limu'ute Gezula. So I need the possible Lachor by Sukkah, I cannot sit in the Sukkah Gezul because of Lachor, Lachor Limu'ute Gezula. Fair case of the Kasha, why do you need the possible? Tebe klimidin, mitzvah, habo, habo, I don't need a pasuk. Answer the Tosfos. Tosfos says the famous words, that mitzvah habo bavei is only jabonon. Tosfos had a kasha, why didn't the pasuk in the Torah to tell me, lumayit gzula? And the only way Tosfos comes out of this question is telling me, there is no din, I need lechol muti gzula min atari, because there's no din in mitzvah habo midaraita only mijabon. However, the problem is, the whole Sukkah daf Lamed Aleph, and Tosfos over there at the top of Lamed Aleph, you look after and you'll see four or five times over in Tosfos is of the opinion that Mitzvah Bo Bavei is a Deraisa. He asked over there by Lulav, why then the Pasuk of Lachem? Surely Mitzvah Bo Bavei, and he answered Lachemamis and Nefeshol and Mitzvah and Kabbonis, etc., etc., etc. Tosfos four or five times through that Tosfos is clearly of the opinion that Mitzvah Bo Bavei is a Deraisa. In that case, first of all, we have a steer, a terrible steer, an awful steer between Tosfos daf Lamed Aleph. And Tosfos daf Lamed Aleph is mitzvah bavei deraisa jabonon. And number two, we have to understand well, how does Tosfos daf Lamed, if Tosfos daf Lamed holds mitzvah bavei is deraisa, we've got the kash of Tosfos on daf Tes shvei on Tosfos daf Lamed. Why then is it possible lechol muti gzula for sukkah typically for mitzvah bavei? The Tosfos answer is jabonon. The Tosfos daf Lamed doesn't hold of that. And therefore, we have Shver, how to answer this question. Why then is the possible Lachon Mutte Gzula by Sukkah? Surely is Mitzvah Bavera. And Tosfos on Daf Lamed does not address the question it speaks about. Matzah speaks about Lulav, speaks about Kabbalah, speaks about all different things, and does not mention Sukkah. It's a plea in Tosfos. To answer the Kasha on Tosfos Daf Lamed, I found 15 to them. I don't think we have time to go to all 15. But very quickly, one of the very Lomdisha. Tutsim is saying in the Shin Shavelt, Zichron Shmuel, Ving Zan, Hashem Baruch Be, is din by a sukkah. We know Tasa v'lo menasei. Tasa v'lo menasei means I've got to make the sukkah, can't be made by itself. The Hainu, I've got to go make it. Bekashos, it can't be there, Bekashos, and then go and kasha afterwards. I can't. Different cases is one of the cases, maybe, where I can't put my tree on top of my sukkah and then go and cut it afterwards. If for Shas I made the sukkah was possible, but I can't go and rectify the problem afterwards and make my sukkah kasha. Says the Baruch Be'er, very gishmak, Mitzvah Bavera is not a din in the Chepsa. The Chepsa of the Mitzvah is kasha. However, the Gavra, the person Mekayim, is a problem in the Gavra. I'm not allowed to go and do a Maisa if it's Bavera. The chavs of the sukkah lane, the sukkah is kosher. I can't go and do the mitzvah. The gzula. Mitzvah of Bavaria. In that case, Tasa v'lo menasei is very gishmak. If I go make a sukkah on a few days before Yom Tov, I make it, I steal wood, I steal schach, I put the schach on my sukkah stolen, and then after that, I go and buy it back. I go and buy it, either the original buyer is Meichel, or I buy it back. Then there's no problem over here. Then Yom Tov, when Yom Tov comes in, when I say my sukkah, there's no problem of gezula. So it was made at the beginning for pastors. But at the same time, when I sat on the sukkahs, there's no problem of gezula. There's a problem of gezula when I made the sukkah, there's no problem of gezula when I sat in the sukkah. If I only have a mitzvah baba veil, that's in the gavra. There's not going to be a problem with Yom Tov of sitting in the sukkah gezula. However, if it's a cholam with gezula, therefore I now have a problem of mitzvah of shemir gozel b'shas asiyah. Since it was made by pastors, I can't sit in the Yom Tov. The problems with that, we haven't got the time, a different time we'll speak about that part. What I want to discuss today is the Milchus Chinuch. The Milchus Chinuch is a fantastic, in Chinuch of Hei, he brings down a very famous Yesod which we all know, and let's discuss a little bit. There's something called Mitzvah Chiyubis and Mitzvah Kiyumis. Certain mitzvahs we have to do, and certain mitzvahs is only a Kiyum. For example, shaking Gulum first Yom Tov, we have to, whether we like or not, whether we're in the mood or not. Everyone has to shake Gulum first Yom Tov. Tzitzis, I don't have to wear tzitzis if I'm wearing a full kula garment. I don't have to put tzitzis on it. There's something called the mitzvah chiyubis, whether I like it or not. The Watson HaTorah, the boy Hashem wants the mitzvah done. However, there's something called the mitzvah chiyubis. Hashem doesn't necessarily say the mitzvah chiyubis. He doesn't want tzitzis. He doesn't want me to wear Abba Kanfos full kula without tzitzis. Does he possibly want me to wear tzitzis? No. If he wants me to wear sitters, he would tell me to wear sitters as a mechasanach. He doesn't tell me to wear sitters. He tells me, if I wear four corners, make sure not to wear it without sitters. Says the mechasanach, this is that from mekotza lekotza. When it comes to mitzvah chiyubis, the bosh doesn't want the lots in the bosh is the positive maisa mitzvah. When it comes to mitzvah chiyubis, the bosh doesn't want the positive maisa. The bosh doesn't want me to do fakir for the maisa, the opposite of the maisa, to do the mitzvah, to wear abba kavos without sitters. When it comes to mitzvah sukkah, says the mechasanach, the same idea. There's no din, apart from the first night, there's no din I have to say in the sukkah. If I don't eat, I don't have to. I'd have to say the sukkah. If I want to eat, then say the sukkah. Say the mechasanach. What does that mean? When you want to eat, make sure to do that eating in the sukkah. Don't do it out of the sukkah. The lots in the bread is not for I should sit in the sukkah. There's no thing I have to sit in the sukkah. I make sure I have to. I'm not allowed to eat out of the sukkah. Now, this is a psul in the gavra. A psul in the gavra will tell me that I wasn't yetzer the positive ma'aser mitzvah. Very nice. I wasn't yetzer the positive ma'aser mitzvah. So I didn't shake lulu because it was gozel. Mitzvah bob. I didn't get the positive ma'aser mitzvah. You know what, says the mechasanach? I don't get the brownie points for eating in my sukkah because of mitzvah bob aver. Say that. I didn't get the brownie points for eating in the sukkah. But what happens? Mitzvah bob aver, it's as if I didn't eat. Did I eat out of the sukkah? In the gavra, and we're trying to make a mitzvah, I cannot be mekayim with the gzula. So is it is a gzula, and I cannot make a mitzvah, I haven't got my positive zechus of doing the mitzvah. But you can't tell me I'm sitting out of the sukkah. The sukkah's fine. There's nothing wrong with the sukkah. Says the mechasanach, that's why we need the positive b'chol mitzvah gzula. It's not enough for mitzvah b'avei will tell me that I haven't eaten in the sukkah. But have I eaten out of the sukkah, which is what the Bereshit doesn't want me to do. Also goes, eat out of the sukkah. If you haven't got a positive b'chol mitzvah gzula, I haven't eaten out of the sukkah. Unfortunately, running out of time, there's many arguments on this mechasanach of Shimon Shkof in Shai Yesha. So the nuzach einon levados natsmenu kavonas habayi. We can't decide what he gets upset with the mechasanach. We can't decide what the mechasanach wants or doesn't want. Every mitzvah, says the Shimon Shkof, is a positive ma'aser mitzvah. Hashem wants us to do the mitzvah. Sometimes whether we like it or not. Sometimes in a certain amount of a certain situation. Lulav, I'm always chayav b'vasi yomtziv. Sit a sukkah. If I want to eat, then I'm chayav b'positive mitzvah. Says Rosh Shimon is very hard to mechalik. Asim derayis, we haven't got time for it now. Hase says Ibn Gilayach b'toshes l'chunun dafkaf yudik abim noshim making a bracha. The noshim on mitzakimus they can make a bracha even though they are not mechuyv in the bracha. They're not mechuyv in the mitzvah and they're not mechuyv to not eat the sukkah. How can they make a bracha to eat the sukkah if the mitzvah sukkah is only a hechidus and not to eat the sukkah? Not for now. There's many other tuitim, but I want to reshus say. Another Torah, one more Torah to the steward. The Magen Avraham in Tofresh Ayin Vav brings a Bach. The Bach says when it comes to mitzvahs Nei Chanukah, it's a very interesting mitzvah. If a person's already, I don't know what the case is, we have to work it out what it is. If someone has already lit a menorah, but not for his wife. His wife hasn't been yetzer, he's already been yetzer, Shalom Bayis, and his wife wants him to light for him, because she doesn't want to do it herself. Can he light for her, says the Bach. Says the Mokadavon, yes, she can. Her one condition, she stands next to him, b'shasad bracha. He can lie for her whether or not she is standing there, presently there, she can make him shliach. However, to make a bracha, only if she's standing there. The question is, what is the sakinah chalifta? What is the difference whether she's standing or not standing there, whether the bracha can be made? Either you can do the mitzvah for her, therefore make the bracha, or you can't do the mitzvah for her, and you can't make a bracha. How can we say that if she's not standing there, you can do the mitzvah for her, but you can't make a bracha? In the idea of shlichus, we find there are two non shlichus. The Gidin Hashas of Kiv Eger on the Gemara Kedushin, where the Gemara says, brings down the Mekoi. The Shachar is the Kokra, that's the Zohar from Kom Beza. What is the Mekoi for Shlicha? Shlicha 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 Shlicha. We don't all have to turn up in the Zohar to Shachar Kom Beza. We can each send the Shliach to do it for us. Therefore, we find an idea that Shlicha 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 The Gidin Hashas is mitzayim to the Apostle in Pashas Emoi by the Mekalel, U Gemoy Yisoy Kol Kal Das Bnei Yisoy, says Rashi, B'maymat Kulon, when we stone the Mekalel, then everyone has to be there, B'maymat Kulon, all Kal Yisoy have to be there, Mekan says Rashi, Shlucho Shlom Kamoy Yisoy. So Gidin Hashas is Lechoyis, asking the Kasha, why that two Mekoyis? What are the two Mekoyis? Isn't the Mekoy from Shochto Yisoy Kol Kal Das Yisoy? Isn't the Mekoy from U Gemoy Yisoy Kol Kal Das Yisoy? The other, maybe we can add into the Kirikas Kasha, is, if there's an idea of Shulcha Shonika Moisei, you can send a shliach to the other side of the wall, so Mekadosh Nisho. The chassid doesn't have to turn up to the chuppah, he can send a shliach and Mekadosh Nisho. Yeah, we know, it doesn't have to be there. All of a sudden, when it comes to stoning the Mekadosh, but Ma'imat Kolom has to be there. What's the, why does it have to be there? If shliach works, it doesn't have to be there. If it doesn't work, then if it doesn't work, it has to be there. Maybe we can say there's two inyonim. I think B'mon Gubbins and Afayez, and Avoda brings this down. There are two inyonim in shlichus. There's one thing in shlichus on the post, on the Maisa Mitzvah. And there's another thing of shlichus, another aspect of shlichus on the Tetzor. On the Etz and Maisa, in order for the Maisa Mitzvah to me, then it has to be I'm standing there. If I'm not standing there, I don't get the Maisa. Avoda, even if I'm not standing there, I do get the Tetzor. There's something called the Maisa Mitzvah, and something called the Tetzor of the Mitzvah. When it comes to Kedushin and Geishin, etc., all those Kompesach, I don't necessarily need the Maisa Mitzvah. All I need is the Tetzah. The woman is Mekudosh to me. The Kompesach is Shechted for me. That's enough in order to be Yetzah, the Mitzvah over there. Therefore, I don't need my Mekudosh. I don't need to be my Mekudosh. I send it far away. I send it to Tazor. I send it to Mekudosh Nisha. And Avad is Mekudosh. I don't need to be there. That's all for the Tetzah. For the Maisa, if you want the positive Maisa Mitzvah, it's not enough to send it far away. You've got to be there. You've got to be standing next to them. Therefore, when it comes to stoning the mekadal, the din over there is a biato mikabecho is a mitzvah. Not only to make sure that the mekadal is dead, but actually to compulsory mitzvah to kill him, to do the mitzvah hariga to kill him. In that case, Mamayim says Rashi, it's not enough to send the shlichim far away. You have to actually be Mamayim, it's good enough to stand there. Maybe we can say by Nechanukah, there are two known in Nechanukah. Nechanukah, there's a mitzvah mitzvah. About the Lahalim Yashal Chanukah. And there's also, apart from that, the positive Maisa Mitzvah, there's the fact that we have Neiris burning for a certain amount of time as a Pesul Minasa. There's a Maisa to do. There's a Mitzvah to do the Maisa of Halakha, and there's a Mitzvah to have Halakha's Neiris burning as Pesul Minasa to Mephasa Neis Hashem did to us. These are the two aspects which both apply to Neir Chanukah. Says the Bach, the Avada, if you want to light for Shliach, wants to light for the Mashliach, wants to light for the Shliach, wants to light. The Shliach wants to light the Mashalach, Avadi can. And Avadi can still do it far away. But if you're not standing next to him, you get the Tetzor. The Tetzor of the Mitzvah, the Neir Chanukah are lit for me, I get. However, the Maisa Mitzvah I don't get. What am I missing if I don't have the Maisa Mitzvah? The Bracha, the Halil Neshel Chanukah, is going on the Maisa. The Chazal Masechem, the Bracha, the Halil Neshel Chanukah, not on the Tetzor, that's because I worry. The Maisa, the Bracha is on the Maisa Mitzvah. So if you want to, says the Bach, if you want to light for your wife in the Beshlichus, it's not enough to do it if you're far away. Why? Because you won't be able to take a Bracha. That's the problem. The bracha's on the mice, you want the bracha, you got to make sure the shlichus on the mice. How do you have shlichus on the mice? By standing over the gavol. These are the two parts of Neir Chanukah. So see my Neir Chanukah, maybe we can bring from here. There's the mice mitzvah and there's the tetzor. The mice of the halakha and the tetzor having the night. Maybe we can say the same thing for mitzvah bavir. Mitzvah bavir, there's two aspects. There's something called the mice and something called the tetzor. When does mitzvah bavir apply? Mitzvah bavir is going to apply if you want to do a mice mitzvah. If you want to do a mice mitzvah, if you want the maisa to mesachas to me, you want to eat the matzah. You want to go and shake the lulav. You're trying to do a maisa of achilas matzah, maisa of shaking the lulav. Then there's a problem of mitzvah bo baveira. This maisa mitzvah cannot be done at a davera. However, if all you're trying to do is get the tzitzar, who said there's a problem of mitzvah bo baveira? Yeah, mitzvah baveira is in the positive maisa, not in the tzitzar. Maybe this is going to be the answer to the terrible theory asked in Tosis. Tosis on Daf Lamed says matzah, lulav, etc. All upon them are mitzvah baveira. When it comes to sukkah, Tosis asks the question, what happened to mitzvah baveira? And what does Tosis answer? It's only drabonon. What do you mean? Here's the answer, drabonon. What's the answer? Very good. If I'm trying to do the maisa mitzvah, the action, the positive maisa is upon a mitzvah baveira min hatoyo. Since Tosis is very subtle, you know, when it comes to the Daf Tosis and Daf, we're talking about sukkah. I don't need to do a maisa achida sukkah. I can't say the word. A maisa sukkah. You are sitting in the sukkah. It's the tetzor of the sukkah. It's the result of being in the sukkah is the mitzvah. If the result is the tetzor of being in the sukkah, there's no problem in hatoyah or mitzvah bavavir. So says, you're right. There's no problem in mitzvah bavavir in hatoyah. There's a problem in drabon. So we've come out very geshmak. There's, by sukkah and by nechanukah, there's the mitzvah is also the tetzor. There's no problem in mitzvah bavavir in hatoyah. There's only problem in drabon. Maybe with this we can answer up the Mishnah Berurah. We hit the jackpot. That avada, there's something called mitzvah bavavir. We hold a bit, and there's something called mitzvah bavavir. Feeling drabonon. The more it tells us, second day yontif, you can't shake a lulav. If it's even though it's a mitzvah drabonon, begzula. But that, when does the drabonon? When does the mitzvah bavavir apply mid drabonon? Only if we've got a real mitzvah bavavir of a din in the ma'isa. If we've got a real mitzvah bavavir in the ma'isa, then I feel in the mitzvah drabonon. I can't obligate with the mitzvah bavavir. However, when even the Zin Drabonon is only got on the Tetzar, then I've got two Drabonons over here. I've got Drabonon, the Mitzvah Drabonon, and even the Sug, the title Mitzvah Bavir, is only Drabonon. On this, says the Mishnah Berurah, now I have a Tzorchia, now I'm not sure anymore. And by the Mitzvah Rabbanon, the real Mitzvah Rabbanon, on the real Mitzvah Rabbanon, it does apply. However, when the Chanukah was the Tzor, it doesn't, maybe it doesn't apply anymore. Back to our friend Shimshi, he will probably have to die again due to this. And Echanami is a Tzor, he might have Mitzvah Bavaveh, the Shema was Gazel, and the Mitzvah Bavaveh, and the Tzor was. Well, the Tzor was. Was Gazel, however, the Maaseh Mitzvah was not done. The Kashrus, the Maaseh, therefore he'll have to go and act again, obviously without Bracha, because he's really good at the Tzor, even if he's doing a Maaseh again. Let's just recap quickly what we've learned, what we've seen, and then we can finish off with a very quick vote. Is that okay? Will it?
Quick. We'll do one or the other.
We'll do one or the other. Let's finish what we've done. We learned together the two ideas of Mitzvah Bavaveh. We learned the Matveh Brachas, it depends on the Shliach of his La'al. We learned together the Kasha of the Ran and the Rosh, the Gavi Halakas Nerius. We learned the Teretz, the Machlekas Tzurutzim, whether that's a Din Lachem, or whether the Machlekas is not a Din Lachem, or the Din being Chedek of the Bnei Besai. We learned together the idea of Mitzvah Bavaveh. We learned the mysterious taste of the Asa Jabono. We tried to answer the Bach Bavaveh, Asa Bavaveh Menosai. We went to the Minchas Chinuch of Kiyumis and Chiyubis. We said our own Teretz. That it's not only a mitzvah of Chiyuvis and Kiyumis, it's totally whether it's the Maaseh Tzitzor. With that, we answer the Stereotasis, and that we can answer up the Mishnah Berurah. I want to thank you all for inviting me, for coming to speak with you. Thank you for listening. And Shul B'Zeich is the Ne'er Chanukah, the Ayah Torah, of which here, the Tzimidik Gezidron should go, like the Ne'er Chanukah, which we don't light one in every night, we light 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. It's a compound effect, of the Ayah Torah, the Ayah Amenoyah. When it's done, Tzimidik Gezidron gets more and more as time goes on, as the compound effect of the Miri says in the Talmud Torah, it's not 1, 1, 1, it's 1, then 2, then 3, then 4. So the Ne'er Chanukah become more and more and gets light and lighter. This Ayah Torah should go with us, and through the goddess, I'll be asked, God, 7, Heber, Minu.